Do you know about Nandgaon? Kadambates?
Son, you didn't tell us everything, but you told us some when we were there.
Kadamba is situated between Javat and Nandgram. Rupa Goswami has did his all devotional services living in Vrindavan, living in Nandgram.
How long did he live there?
It is not described anywhere, but he used to live in Vrindavan in Damodar temple, and sometimes he used to go to Radhakund, Shyamkund, Giriraj Govardhan, Nandgaon, Barsana, etc. But he used to live more time in Vrindavan and also in Nandgaon also. Nandgaon is very, very raspurna sthan,
full of rasa.
Because the pastimes of Kaishur Leela, you know Kaishur Leela? Kaishur Leela. From Hindi, ye nahi janti na?
Kaishur
Leela. And also Pauganda Leela. Pauganda, you know? Pauganda Leela, where there, after when Krishna came from Vrindavan to Mathura, he came from Nandgaon. At that time, Nand Baba with Krishna was there. And Akrur went there and took off Krishna and Balde, Mathura. When Uddhava went to Braja, Vrindavan, he went to Nandgaon.
Did Uddhava come many times to Vrindavan before?
Who?
Uddhava.
Huh? Uddhava.
Is that the only time he came, or did he come before?
First time he came.
In your book there's one story about how Krishna was making some joke with Uddhav about Jyotila.
Jyotila?
Yes. When was that? That he was saying, they were saying something bad to Krishna and he was laughing and saying bad back to them. And then he was saying to Uddhav, I like this Leela better than even hearing the Vedas.
Oh, I have told that when Uddhav went from Vrindavan to Mathura,
yes,
then he is describing Utvidha.
Yes.
But Uddhava did not went before to Vrindavan.
That's what I thought.
That I wanted to say there.
Yes.
So Makhan Chori and cow herding, meeting with Srimati Radhika and with gopis, meeting in Prem Sarovar and Sanketavan, all these pastimes were done living at Nandgaon. Kadambater is the place where Krishna, after midday, used to collect his cows, climbing on the head top of that kadamba tree. And in float, he used to take the name of Dhavali, Shyamali, Kalindi, Pishangi, Gange, so many cows. And then he used to use numbering of cows. If any cow has not come. Then he knew from counting on his manimala. Manimala, you know?
Jewels.
Then he used to call that very cow. Why? Pishangi. Then that very cow used to come running and by humba, 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 doing. When Krishna became satisfied that every cow has come, then he used to go to Nandagaon. So that is called Kadamba ter. Ter means to call. And in the night, it is very nearer to Javad. Krishna used to play on flute, climbing on the top tree. And he used to call Radhe, Lalite, Vishakhe, Chitre, Champaklate, Indulekhe, Rukmanjari. Nearby there is a Badri Ban. Badri means?
Badri is bear.
Bear. Krishna used to sit on that and used to call Radhika as a kakku, kakku bird. Kuhu, kuhu, kuhu. And as it was nearer, Radhika went to close the door and meet Krishna. Fancy used to close. There was very little sound. Her mother, that
Jatila,
used to cry, who is he? Then he used to stop. Whole night, Krishna
teasing her.
And she used to come, wanted to come, but by the noise, voice, she could not go out. Rupa Goswami tells that this pastime, I pray pastime that you should do kripa on me, and by your grace, may I will be able to see all these things actually. That became on that tree. So many kadams tree were there. In the morning, pastime of Radhika, Jasoda sees that my son is becoming thinner and leaner and thinner. Understand? So he is very, very
worried
for this. At last, she asked Purnima Devi, what to do? My son does not take anything what we prepare to. Then she told, Purnima Devi told, that you can call wife of Abhimanyu, Putravadhu of Jatila, Putravadhu, you know?
Daughter-in-law.
And if she will cook and Krishna will take, his hunger will be, and very taste he will take, and by taking he will be very
strong
and living life.
Long life.
Long life. And no rogue.
Sickness.
No sickness at all. No calamity. No thinking.
Anxiety.
No anxiety. So you should call. Jasoda himself went there and met Jatila. that I want that your daughter-in-law should come to my house and prepare something that will be very, very useful for Krishna. Krishna does not take. He is my one son. So I pray you to allow your daughter-in-law to cook in my house. She became angry, very, very angry. I am not your maid servant. Our whole family is not servant of yours. Your son is very, very very, very dhurta.
Dhurti, very in trouble.
Very troublesome. And he bites. And his beast does not. Kya? Utarti nahi. Beast nahi utarta.
No?
If a serpent bites. He is very poisonous. And if he will cut, then that poison will never go. So I am the last lady to send my daughter-in-law to you. I will not allow. Radhika, Yashoda has brought with her some ornaments, very, very precious,
valuable
ornaments and clothes. He said to Jatila, I want to meet your daughter-in-law. I want to see. He called the Srimati Radhika. She came with Lalita Vishal. Then Yashoda, by cleverly, he gave all ornaments and gave her kangan, payjeb, anguli,
rings.
वो स्वयं पहना दिया उनको. उन्होंने उसको स्वयं पहना दिया.
Put them on.
हाँ. Yashoda put all these ornaments to Radhika, hands, neck and all. The ornaments were so precious, valuable, that water came from the mouth of Kutila Jatila. She became very polite and told that, I will think what to do. Now you should go. I will think and I will ask my son also. Then I can. He became some. Then Yashoda went to Purnima and told her she became very furious by this proposal. And what to do? Yeah, I will do. Yashoda, Purnima one day went to Jatila. Jatila did dandavat to Purnimasi and she worshipped Purnima. She knows that Purnima is a such a lady that what he will tell, surely it will be.
Yes.
If she is very much pleased to us and if he gave Bardhan, you know?
Blessing.
Much blessing. By her blessing, lakhs of cows will be of my son. And my son will be very, very wealthy. And we'll have a son also by the grace of God. So she worshipped. Then Purnima told, what do you want? I want so many cows, so many sons of my nephew?
Son? Yes, sir.
What is?
Son. Grandson.
I want grandson. Then she told that you should obey Yashoda. What Yashoda tells, you should actually and at once you should follow and you should do it. If she wants that your daughter-in-law should go to Nandagaon, in the palace of Yashoda, and cook for Krishna, if you will not say, I am seeing that you will be destroyed and your son will be destroyed. No cows will be to Govardhan. So at once send her. And that fact she told to Yashoda, I have told her. So now again you should try and she will send. Then Yashoda called Kundalata, the wife of Subhadra. Subhadra is son of Upananda. She went there and told Kutila, Jatila, to send her. She agreed and sent with Kundalata and told Kundalata, I am giving my daughter-in-law to your hand, and you should return yourself. Very careful. There is a snake. She is very black, and his poison is very much strong. So if it cuts to my daughter-in-law, he will not be rescued. Bachegi nahi. Mar jayegi. She will die. So be careful about this. She told that, I will see and I will bring it as I am taking to her. She, with Lalita Vishakha and all the friends, she was coming from Javat to Nandagaon. In the midway, where there is Kadamba tree, that my name, Kadamba tree, Krishna was sitting and male killing cows. Lakhs and lakhs of cows were standing there. Cows were drinking and some were playing, some were
jumping.
Jumping. At first Radhika, Lalita told, we will not go by this way because that snake is there. He will catch hold of us. So we should go by Durki, far away way we should go. Radhika told that, I don't fear. I will go by this sister. This is my passing way. So I will not go roaming hither and thither. I will go just. I will see what he does. Then Lalita said, oh, we should go. But they were going very carefully. And Krishna was saying, watching, that they are coming. So, with pagadi on her head, pagadi means not topi, to turban. With turban. And one jar on this, sitting on like this. Like Gwala. Gwala, you know? Some rope were there, Krishna. And very, very Udanda janta hai, Udanda. There is no any other substitute word. Krishna was watching. When she came nearest way point, Krishna was doing like this, he did like this. And that milk at once went to the mouth of Krishna, Srimati Radhika, and washed his mouth. Then all gopis were laughing. And Radhika became very merry, ashamed. And Krishna was laughing. by doing this. Then she went away. But Krishna stole his heart. Body was going, but mind was there. So he wanted to see Krishna again. So he thought a way. If he does like this, all will tell, oh, she is what present to Krishna. So she took his mala. Mala means
necklace?
Not necklace. Oh, golden chain. She broke that thing. And all by
beads?
Hither and thither. And he sat like this and was
picking up
and seeing. This was a pretense plan.
It was a trick.
This was trick to see Krishna. And for a 5 minutes or 10 minutes she was peeking. And all sakhis were also peeking and watching Krishna. Krishna became very glad. So pastimes like this, daily, like this, very, very beautiful, since our pastimes were going on the way. Upon the under the tree, where these pastimes were going, that is called Ter Kadamba. Swarupa Goswami used to live here and to first think, used to samadhi all these things, and used to write what he has seen in samadhi. Swarupa Goswami has seen all these things in his samadhi and described in his books. So this is the katha of
what?
Badri trees.
Badri tree?
On this Pritam path.
Where?
There's one, on the Pritam path, there's this one Badri, one time.
In left side and right side.
He was saying this is actually where Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken, written.
Someone said that that Badri is very far away from here, but yet we see that anyone cannot write so rasic literature, rasprad literature. Ras means
sweet taste.
So tasteful literature as Bhagavat is, it cannot be written out of Vrindavan. So Vyas Dev should write Srimad Bhagavat in Vrindavan, being in Vrindavan. It is written that Bhagavat was written in Badrinath, Badriban. There are two Badri. One in Himalaya, near Badrinath, and here in Vrindavan. So in Mathura he was born, in Krishna Ganga. And Parasar, his father, also lived in Vrindavan, near Durvasa Rishi Ashram, opposite to Mathura, other bank of Yamuna River. So Parasar, Vyas, all were in Vrindavan. And this Srimad Bhagavat was certainly written in Vrindavan. in that place, maybe this Vrindavan.
There is some Shastric reference to that place being the place it was written?
No reference anywhere. Simply it is written that it is written in Bhadrigam.
So this is just an internal understanding. The Goswamis did not speak on this point.
Not clearly written all these things.
But at that at that place there is one little like shrine, they say.
You
that
have seen?
Yes. So who has made this? Whose idea was this to make this?
Where? There?
Yes.
What thing?
There is one like a, you know, when you go on the parikram path and you go around it, like a small tiny temple.
And the sense of footprint.
I don't know if there's footprint. I think it's on empty, just very small. And we go behind it and straight on the parikram.
Oh, it's red. It's red.
You know, just make a turn this way and around it.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, turning is
when
a turn.
When we take turn.
Yes. Hmm? That place.
There.
Yes.
It is the footprint.
Uh-huh.
And four.
Yes, yes.
Like a tomb.
Yes. So who has made that? Whose idea was that to place that? Because that is saying that this is where Bhagavad was written, or not saying?
I haven't. What one says?
Somebody said that was where they have put this here, because they are set somewhere there.
And
yes.
Written Bhagavad.
Yes. But there is no...
No proof.
Yeah. Just a feeling, not a definite.
Only एक आदमी से सुन करके दूसरा, दूसरा से सुन करके तीसरा, ऐसे धारा प्रवाह में लोकों का लोक लोकापवाद है. What I do?
He said that one person tells to another person, and he tells to another person, and then they all.
लोक के अनुसार में उसे सुन सुन करके दूसरा सुनता है, बस ऐसा ही. नून
written
document.
One man says sometimes.
Look, Kotha Prabhu, Kotha Aschi?
Maharaj.
Kon Kaja is Kon Kotha Aschi Nehi?
Na.
Kabe?
Dhuri Kotha Aschi Nehi Aschi Nehi
Aschi
Nehi. So this, in Vrindavan there's only one or two. This place where 64 samadhis,
yes,
near to Radha Govinda. One time I went there, they told me there's one tree there, it's a very, very old tree there. Is this place...
We don't.
Yeah. That is not authorized place.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken, he entered in Jagannath Mandir or Gopinath Mandir and vanished. Gadadhar Pandit disappeared at Jagannath. No samadhi could be given here, as he left his body there. Raghunath Das Goswami at Radha Kund, Rupa Goswami at Radha Damodar. So all are Kalpanik. Kalpanik means created by
imagination.
So no actual samadhi is there of anyone.
Yes.
I think.
Yes, I think. They also say that. They say it is like Baitak. But not even, just some places there. So that place is not a non-place?
Not a realization. Only there, we also go sometimes. For Smriti only.
Yes.
For...
Memory. For thinking, remembering.
Remembering. But not samadhi, no samadhi.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But that place is not, was formed by any in Gaudiya Sampradaya or just